The visiting teacher, the word of knowledge. To another is given the word of knowledge, that all may be taught to be wise and to have knowledge. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 18. Like all gifts of the Spirit, the gift of the word of knowledge is conveyed as well as received by the power of the Holy Ghost. Moroni taught, "By the power of the Holy Ghost, ye may know the truth of all things." Moroni chapter 10, verse 5. Knowledge brings joy. Among the most important knowledge we can obtain is the knowledge of God and the gospel of His Son, Jesus Christ. See John chapter 17, verse 3. The Lord has promised that those who ask shall receive revelation upon revelation, knowledge upon knowledge, that which bringeth joy, that which bringeth life eternal. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 61. One church member received this gift and the joy promised when reading the Book of Mormon for the second time. The first reading had been quick, simply to finish the book as fast as possible. But the second reading was motivated by a desire to understand what the book taught. As I read, new ideas flowed into my mind, and I began to make connections between what I read and experiences I was having. I recognized ways I needed to improve, but rather than feeling chastised, I felt loved. My heart swelled with joy. Seek knowledge by study and faith. In seeking a knowledge of God, we need to remember that the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. The Spirit offers a witness and knowledge that cannot be found elsewhere. See 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. This is why the Lord counsels us to seek learning, even by study and also by faith. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 118. Learning by study engages the mind. Learning by faith engages the spirit. This is how Ammon received the gospel knowledge that so amazed King Lamoni. "A portion of that Holy Spirit dwelleth in me," Ammon said, "which giveth my knowledge and also power according to my faith and desires which are in God." Alma chapter 18, verse 35. Learn of all good things. The Lord also expects us to study and learn and become acquainted with all good books and with languages, tongues, and people. Doctrine and Covenants, section 90, verse 15. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 79. The gift of the word of knowledge given by the Holy Ghost can help us in these studies. While attending college, Heidi Harris of Salt Lake City wanted to study the Book of Mormon, but felt she had time only for schoolwork. Then one night, frustrated by a math problem, she exercised her faith and prayed for help. When she finished, the first thing she saw was the Book of Mormon. "I picked it up," she says, "and began to read. I finished a chapter in 1 Nephi, then went back to my treacherous math problem. I found I could solve it." After several weeks of reading the Book of Mormon, Heidi found herself achieving more academically. "I still had to do the work, but the reading gave me an extra push. I was able to understand what I studied, and I had the patience to stick with my work. Not only did my grades improve, but I was easier to get along with and happier than I had ever been." The Experiment, New Era, June 1995, page 15. In what ways might we strive to increase our spiritual knowledge? What opportunities do we have to share the fruits of our knowledge with others? End of The Visiting Teacher, The Word of Knowledge.